What do you call this?
This is The Vibe.
You've got The Vibe.
My favorite podcast.
It's the WCLT Vibe Podcast.
Thanks to Licking Knox Goodwill.
I'm Wild Wally, speaking with the mayor of Newark, Mr. Jeff Hall. Jeff, it's nice to have you with us talking about the big concert series.
It is summertime, and it's time for the mayor's concert. It's great.
2022 Mayor's Concert Series starts on Monday the 13th, and it goes through the whole year. Let's talk about the location. It's a little different this year, but we're all set.
Well, yeah, we had it, but it's been a couple years without, of course, knowing the conditions out there. But we're back at the Canal Market Pavilion. It's on Monday nights. It's from 7 to 9 o'clock at night. And certainly the biggest thing we encourage everyone is to bring a great listening ear and kind of some fun. But you do need to bring a chair.
Now, the pavilion area is covered. So if we do have any sprinkles, people don't have to worry about that.
That's exactly right. And that's the great part of it, because sometimes you just get a couple drops, but it's enough to stop everything. But not here, because we've got a lid on it, as we say, and a beautiful facility with a roof on it, and the music keeps rolling.
Let's talk about the music. First off, Monday night, the first one.
Yeah, we got Rocky Fork Band. That's a local band, and they're kind of a mountain-type band. They do a great job, and I think it'll get people foot stomping and having some fun.
So grab your calendar, because Monday nights are big in downtown Newark.
It's going to be this year on the 2nd and 4th Monday nights of June, July, and August. It doesn't always fall like that, but it does this year, 2nd and 4th, June, July, and August. So the second one is going to be a great one, June 27th, and that's going to be our great Licking County 4-H band.
Fabulous. It's always great to see those kids. I think they get better every year.
They do. There's, you know, somewhere around 140 members. They'll march in as they do in their great fashion, and the music just sounds wonderful underneath the center pavilion.
Next one is July 11th with the Full Count Band.
We got the Full Count Band, a great jazz band, and, you know, a several-piece band. Occasionally they have vocals. They have always good instrumentals, but they play rhythm and blues and smooth jazz, and they're just outstanding.
All right. And then on Monday the 25th,
we got Jason Bennett, one-man band. He's an acoustic guitarist from Columbus, but he'll play favorites like Sweet Caroline and Margaritaville and Friends in Low Places, so everybody kind of loves those great songs.
That's right up your alley, so, you know, I know you're the mayor. You can't jump in. It's a one-man band.
Those are good songs to sing along to. I know it. All good stuff.
All right, so let's talk about August 8th.
August 8th, the Harmonic Barbarians. Quite interesting name. They do play around the Columbus and Worthington area. And it's a band of very seasoned professionals, have a lot of years' experience. And so they have acoustic and electric bass and drummer. And so just good old songs I think everybody liked, with blues, pop rock, and jazz.
On August 22nd, we'll wrap up the Mayor's Concert Series with Low T.
Low T. He's a covers band, and music he kind of plays from the 50s through today, so that's quite a wide variety. But you got Bill, Fred, and Gordon that play guitar and bass and vocals, so and of course percussion, and they all sing a little bit, and it should be a great way to wrap up the season.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I think you got a nice variety of music, starting off with country bluegrass of Rocky Fork Band all the way through August 22nd. So exciting time! It's great to see so many people just walking around the square and just enjoying downtown Newark.
It truly is, and I want to remind everyone again: the mayor's concerts are free of charge. We thank our sponsors for that, which will be surely announced at each of the events. They make it possible, so we are using donated dollars to put those concerts on. People can come free of charge, but again, remind them just to bring a chair to set in and be comfortable.